Welcome to the Elk Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are diving into some mock draft data here. So I just want to do a quick rundown before the combine. I haven't done a ton of the draft prep yet. However, I've begun to look at it. I'm not really in a position where I'm confidently saying stuff about the draft. That'll come hopefully later. I haven't studied all the prospects and everything, but one of the things that I think it's valuable to wait on the draft is we can get a really good approximation of the draft by using some aggregate data, using some base rate stuff, and kind of being able to understand the quality of the picks that we're dealing with, and then understanding, hey, we want to know something about the players, right? We do want to know about the players. We will learn that stuff basically between the combine, really after the NFL draft, through the draft. Okay, that window is where I think it's highly valuable. But right now we can look at some of the stuff and say, hey, look, here's where the market generally is on these picks, right? First round picks might be a little bit better, might be a little bit worse, depending on sort of where we lie. So that's kind of some of the stuff that I think about as we're looking at the mock drafts earlier. So I did want to do kind of a rundown here, so that way when you are watching the combine, you're doing that sort of stuff, that you are thinking a bit ahead about what we have to come. So just going back here a little bit and looking at some of the historical stuff, we see on average this century there's been 2.9 quarterbacks taken in the first round of the NFL draft. There's been 2.3 running backs taken in the first round of the NFL draft, on average 4 wide receivers and 1.1 tight ends. If you look at the second round, you get about 1 quarterback, 2.5 running backs, 4.5 wide receivers, and 1.7 tight ends. In the third round, you get 1.2 quarterbacks, 2.8 running backs, 4.6 wide receivers, and then 2.4 tight ends. So if you sort of look at the top 3 rounds, on average, a little over 5 quarterbacks, 7.7 running backs, 13 wide receivers, and 5.2 tight ends. One of the ways I like to look at it as well, kind of like, hey, what's our premium? What's our really premium stuff, right? Top 10 quarterbacks, top 10 wide receivers. So that's becoming a little bit less necessary. But I do think it gives a kind of a good indicator. So top 10 quarterbacks, top 10 wide receivers, first round running backs, first round tight ends. But you sort of combine that number and what do you get? Historically, that's about 7 is the median. 6.6 is the average. Last year it was 2. In 2021, it was 9. So there's a lot of stuff in there that I think will really help you kind of get an idea of what to expect, what we're thinking of. Kind of this stuff will tell you, give you a good idea of, you know, is this a good class? Is this a bad class? Right. And if we're using a lot of base rates, which I'm an advocate of, naturally, that's what we talk about. That's kind of what we do. I think you could start looking at some of these things and getting a good idea. Where's the quality of the class? Right. Where's the quality of the class? A couple of things I also look at. I have a metric for basically first 2 rounds of rookie picks. Right. And that's basically quarterback 15 or better, you know, 15 pick 15 overall for a quarterback or better. It's historically of start 1 drafts. So, again, that'll include a couple of more quarterbacks probably in Superflex, but generally those quarterbacks are going to get drafted there anyways, and it might be a couple more quarterbacks that slide in there, but it's not going to be that much more, right? Because if you start looking, you know, just beyond the number of what we talked about, like second round quarterbacks and third round quarterbacks, on average there's, you know, about 2 of those a year. So it's not that much different than what you would otherwise think, although it will include the back end of the round guys as well. First round guys. So that's 122 is the overall running back, right? So 122 or better is the average, is an above average running back in the top two rounds, 67.3 for wide receivers. That's above that. If you're above that, you're above the average at wide receiver in the first two rounds. And tight end, it is 37.6. That is the average tight end. So anything above that is considered above average pedigree for the round. So if you go and start looking back at some of these classes, historically, there's about 22 guys that have above average pedigree for the first two rounds of rookie drafts. To give you an idea, last year it was 8 running backs and 13 wide receivers. It has been more wide receivers than running backs the last 4 years. And then there was a little stretch where it was like 3 out of 4 years more running backs than wide receivers. So you on average get about 2 quarterbacks that are above it. I imagine it's going to be more than that this year. So you start looking at these, and that's kind of the deal on kind of the pedigree that you're thinking of. So last year, right about in line with prior classes, 2021, right about in line as well. 2020 had 28 guys. That was like one of the best first two rounds of pedigree ever. So that gives you kind of an idea of what we're thinking about. Just so when we're going back, I can put together a chart as well. I probably will closer to the draft. Just something when you're kind of watching the draft and thinking, oh, you know, who's going to be better and whatnot. Like that, a lot of that stuff goes into my draft board as well, but that'll help you sort of debunk some narratives and the like there. If you look at grinding the mocks, there's really 4 quarterbacks that are showing up in their drafts right now: Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson. I also went over to NFL mock draft database, which is a little bit different than grinding the mocks, but some similar stuff that'll get you a couple more guys in here to give you an idea kind of where we're at. Bryce Young, expected draft position of 2, Stroud 3.4, Will Levis 8.3, Anthony Richardson is at 12.3. I think when you start looking at some of those things, right, I think there's a real good chance we're going to get 4 top 10 quarterbacks. I got a hard time seeing with the demand that there is going to be a quarterback this year, how these guys don't get vaulted up. I also think when you look at this, that you're going to see more wide receivers historically. Your wide receivers are going to go higher than they are right now. There's a shortage of them, right? This is basic supply and demand. There's a low supply of them. The demand's really high. They're going to go high in price. It doesn't seem to me to be that simple. I would bet, you know, overs, or I would bet, you know, more of them going the first round right now. That would just be my thought, right? If it's going to be 4.5, something like that, I'm taking the over. I haven't seen that number come out yet. I'm sure it will post combine. But if I'm seeing that, right, I'm taking the over. And if I'm seeing I would take unders on guys too as sort of a general bet in the first round. I think these guys are going to go early because there's going to be a lot of need at the position. There just is going to be a lot of need. And once they start going, I think they're going to go relatively quickly together because they seem to be relatively quickly together, or relatively close together in the metrics there. So outside of the first round, Hendon Hooker is the next guy up over at Mock Draft Database. He and Tanner McKee both in the 70s, so you're looking like third round, kind of mid-third round. Jaren Hall, Jake Haener, I believe. Those guys are in the the mid-hundreds there, so you're looking, you know, firmly in day 3. Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Max Duggan deep into the 200s there. Malik Cunningham in the 200s as well. So that's kind of where you're looking at with these guys. It's going to be pretty deep into day 3. Stetson Bennett way down there as well. So that's kind of your draft class there at the quarterback position. Look over at the running back position here. We've got, I think, a pretty firm running back in the first round. It would be my thought. When you look at Bijan Robinson over at Grinding the Mocks, he is 19th in terms of his expected draft position. That is firmly in the first round. Jahmyr Gibbs is at 33, so not quite in the first round, but kind of on that same line. Over at NFL Mock Draft Database, Bijan Robinson 14, Jahmyr Gibbs 29. So, right there, it's probably going to be a 1.5 over under on running backs in the first round. So that's kind of what you're thinking of there. If you look out, Grinding the Mocks doesn't have a lot of second round data yet, but NFL Mock Draft Database does. Devin Arshane from Texas A&M at 58, 61 for Zach Charbonnet from UCLA, Zach Evans, 77, Tajay Spears, 92, Tank Bigsby, 100, and then 104 for Sean Tucker. So that would be officially eight guys in the first three rounds. That would be above the average, right? It was six last year. It is historically 7.7. So eight guys would actually be a pretty good number. That's a pretty good number as well. And if you look, you know, there's some guys sort of hanging out right around there as well. Kendre Miller, Kenny McIntosh, Eric Gray, some other guys down there as well. Rashawn Johnson, Deuce Vaughn, some guys. You know, there's a glut of guys in that range that will sort of put that number of 122, right? The 122, which is the average first round, first two rounds of draft pedigree for running backs and rookie drafts, in dynasty rookie drafts. I think we're going to have an above average number. That would sort of be, as I sit here right now, that's kind of what I think. We're definitely going over at quarterback. We should go over at running back as well. That's kind of where you are there. If you look over for wide receivers, you will see you really got five guys here at Grinding the Mocks. Quentin Johnson, Jordan Addison, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Jalen Hyatt, and then Zay Flowers. Quentin Johnson is at 14 is his expected draft rank, 17 for Jordan Addison, 18 for Jackson Smith and Jigba. Jalen Hyatt is at 22, 26 for Zay Flowers, right? So you start looking about five guys in that range. Just some early number crunching. I got a hard time seeing how Jackson Smith and Jigba isn't going to be the wide receiver one of this class. Like, he kind of has all the makings of an undervalued wide receiver in this class. Quentin Johnson, 13 over at Mock Draft Database. Jordan Addison, 16. Smith and Jigba, 20. Jalen Hyatt, 27. Zay Flowers, 28. You start looking down here a little bit more. Josh Downs, Kayshon Boutte, out at 46 and 55, respectively. So that's your second round guys. So if you're looking, you know, on average, it's about four wide receivers in the first round and then 4.5 wide receivers in the second round. All right, it would put it right at the average of just over the average at five guys in the first round and then only two guys in the second round. So you're looking slightly under average pace. There is some guys deeper down here. Again, I think these numbers will be moved up because there's going to be demand for them. Rashee Rice, Cedric Tillman, Nathan Dell, Marvin Mims, Xavier Hutchinson, Parker Washington. Those all guys projected to be in round three. So I do expect that we will get some movement up the board because there's going to be a shortage of wide receivers. There's going to be teams in demand for wide receivers, especially with how expensive these contracts are in free agency. You just need to draft them. It's hard to get them. You need to draft them. You need to take a lot of shots on them. I expect the number to be pretty high to go in this class. So, but if you're looking at it already, kind of some more running backs than wide receivers, which is one of the things that we've really, you know, that I said, I would expect, you know, that to maybe rebound a bit in terms of that draft pedigree stuff that we talked about. Where the last 4 years there's been more second round rookie draft quality wide receivers or above, right? I expect that there's a chance that that goes back to being more running backs than wide receivers. It'll be close, but I think that this is one of those classes where we should get more depth at running back. So it kind of sets up to be a good class for us, honestly. Kind of excited about all of that. When you look at the tight end stuff, I think there's going to be a lot of movement at tight end. I am generally an advocate of not drafting tight ends early because I don't think you get the value right in rookie drafts. I think it's hard to do it in the NFL as well. The impact is pretty low from these guys. And like, you just look at some of the a lot of the guys on first contracts, first rounders, tend to disappoint. So that's been one of the things I've been kind of talking about from an NFL perspective. Again, we'll take the pedigree. They're more floor plays, though. You got to remember, like, there's a substantially different ceiling between guys in the first round and after that. But just looking at accomplishments of, like, top six guys, like, you're three or four times more likely to get it from first rounders than later on. But it hasn't been, like, we've gotten that, but it hasn't really been great, right? It hasn't really been great accomplishments of late. So we'll watch that. I mean, you got some guys like Hockenson, like Pitts, who are sort of pulling the mantle for the first-round tight ends at present. You know, Evan Engram, good year as well. But I think maybe a little bit of that lesson is you wait on when those guys are depressed in price a little bit, then take them at their absolute ceiling. So be careful of that in dynasty rookie drafts. Over at Grinding the Mocks, Michael Mayer, 20th in terms of his expected draft position, 34th for Dalton Kincaid out of Utah, 45th for Luke Musgrave out of Oregon State, and 50th for Darnell Washington. When you look at NFL mock draft database, Michael Mayer is at 18-31 for Dalton Kincaid, 36 for Darnell Washington. Luke Musgrave is at 39. Tucker Kraft out of South Dakota State is at 63. And then Sam Laporta out of Iowa. You know, when in doubt, just draft Iowa tight ends. He is at 86 overall. So some other guys out there, Luke Schoonmaker, Josh Weil, Payne Durham, those guys early into day three. So I think you're going to get, let's say, four top two-round guys, you know, maybe a Tucker Kraft or Sam Laporte or something like that, back end around two and around three. That's kind of your deal there. So if you're looking kind of first-round tight ends, about 1.1 on average, I'd probably take the over on that this year, right? I think there's a pretty decent chance you get a couple of them. Then you look really first three rounds. On average, you get five. So I would say that's there's a good chance that that goes over. Right? I think there's a pretty good chance that that goes over five. It'll be probably at least four, if not five or six, would sort of be my thought. But I would guess that we'd probably go a line on that might be 5.5 would be my guess. If you were to say first three round tight end selected, and there's, I think, a decent chance that that goes over. So that's pretty much, I'll give you a rundown there, give you a little preview of what you're looking for, some of the names to look at when you're thinking about some combine stuff this week. So just one thing to remember, don't overreact too much to what we see. I think easiest way to think about the combine is combine will predict draft pedigree. It won't predict production once you have draft pedigree. So, for example, guy runs 4.24. That's going to make him more likely to go in the first round. But once you sort of reset for that person going in the first round, the difference between him running 4.24 and someone running 4.54 shouldn't be something that you really consider, because historically it hasn't been predictive within round. It has been predictive of the round, not within the round. So we could maybe put that on a t-shirt, something like that to remember, but don't overreact too much to different guys running different speeds, other than to say, hey, here's kind of going to be the draft pedigree. And then, you know, if the really fast guy's going a lot higher than maybe the slower guy, something like that, that's probably an arbitrage place to consider. So those are really the rules or the thought processes to go through. And if you want me to drop a chart, I can try and do that as well this week to give you an idea of kind of stuff that you're looking for. I'll do that in the next week or so here on the site for you. So that'll do it here for this edition. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.